Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
My name is Brother Chris, and I believe that God will speak to you as you listen to His word today. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today and for giving us another opportunity to hear your word. Lord, we ask that you give us the understanding and that the Holy Spirit will transform our lives for good as we listen to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. In today's broadcast, we shall be considering a message titled, How to Attract God's Attention. How to Attract God's Attention. And I will be reading from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9. And it says, For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. This scripture tells us that God has set his eyes upon the whole earth, and he looks from one end of the earth to the other, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, with his eyes looking at every single person living on the face of the earth. This scripture also tells us that as God is looking over the whole earth, his eyes are attracted to some particular people, and these people are the ones whose heart are perfect towards God. This means that despite the billions of people that live on earth, once someone's heart is perfect towards God, the eyes of God will automatically be focused on that person. Meaning, that person will attract God's attention. And as God's attention becomes focused on someone, God will manifest himself as a strong and powerful God on behalf of that person. So one way to attract God's attention is by having a perfect heart towards God. And that is why the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 61. 1 Kings 8 verse 61. Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. This means that having a perfect heart has to do with obeying God wholeheartedly. It involves willingly keeping the commandments of the Lord. The key word here is willingly, because there are people who obey God but don't do so willingly, not with their whole hearts. They obey God grudgingly. Such people are not of a perfect heart. The people that attract God's attention are those that obey God joyfully, willingly, and with their whole heart. To be able to have a good understanding of what a perfect heart represents, we shall look at some examples in the Bible of people that attracted God's attention. The first example is seen in the book of Genesis chapter 6 verses 9 to 13. Genesis 6, 9 to 13. Here the Bible tells us that God was looking on the earth and saw that the earth was corrupt. He saw that the people of the earth were doing evil and wickedness, that there was violence on the earth. But as he was looking, his eyes were suddenly attracted to one man called Noah. And why was his eyes attracted to Noah? The Bible said because Noah was a just man and a perfect man. Some Bible translations say Noah was an upright, godly, and righteous man. This means that a perfect heart is a heart of righteousness and godliness. Noah attracted God's attention because of his righteousness, his uprightness, and his godliness. And like Noah attracted God's attention, I would like to also add here, my dear listener, that because the whole world is living in sin, it's not an excuse for you to join them. You and I can decide, like Noah did, and separate ourselves from the evil world so that we can attract God's attention. And of course, the Bible tells us that God later destroyed the world, the whole earth, but delivered Noah and his family because Noah attracted his attention. Another example of someone who attracted God's attention is seen in the book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 24. Genesis 5, verse 24. And it says, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Here the Bible tells us about a man called Enoch. The book of Genesis simply said that this man walked with God, and then one day, God came and took him to heaven. God did not allow the man called Enoch to die, but he was taken alive by God because he walked with God. But to understand what the Bible means by Enoch walked with God, which I also read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 5. Hebrews 11, verse 5. And it says, "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." So we see that Enoch attracted God's attention by doing the things that pleased God. So for you to attract God's attention, you must please God. Enoch pleased God and therefore attracted God's attention. He had a testimony that he pleased God. And how do you please God? You please God when you acknowledge that God exists. You please God when you believe what God says. You put your trust in Him and you obey His words. You please God when you live a life of faith. A life of faith is a life that believes whatever God says. And that is why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, Hebrews 11 verse 6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Hallelujah. Another example of someone who attracted God's attention was a man called Cornelius in the book of Acts chapter 10 verses 1 to 4. Acts 10, 1 to 4. There we read that Cornelius was a devout man. That means he was a sincere worshiper and respecter of God. We also read that he feared God. He prayed continually to God. And he gave so much alms to the people. And for the Bible to say that Cornelius feared God means that that man departed from evil. To fear God is to depart from evil. The Bible said that this man and his family maintained this holy lifestyle constantly for a long time, that it became a memorial before God. And because of that, God granted him and his family genuine salvation. They became one of the first Gentiles to receive Christ. But I would like to clarify something, my dear friends, that Cornelius did not attract God's attention just because he gave alms. No, he attracted God's attention because he was devoted, because he feared God, because he departed from evil, because he prayed always, and then he gave alms. So don't let any preacher deceive you that mere giving alms or sowing seed to your church or to your pastor will give you a place in the kingdom of God. It will not happen if your life is a life of sin and unrighteousness. The above examples we have just considered are when people attracted God's attention for the positive reasons, and God looked at them and was pleased. On the other hand, there are times when people attracted God's attention for the negative reasons. At these times, God looked in their direction because he was displeased. God's eyes became turned towards those people because he wanted to bring judgment upon such people. And I must say here, my dear friends, that it is a terrible thing to attract God's attention for the negative reasons. An example of a situation when God's attention was attracted for the negative reason is seen in Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 and 21. Genesis 18, 20 and 21. And I read, "And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know." Here, God's attention was drawn by the sin of the people living in Sodom and Gomorrah. They were doing so much evil that God's attention was attracted to that city. The Bible said that their sin cried and came unto God. It attracted God's attention, but for the negative reason. And what happened? God used fire and brimstone to destroy that city and all the people that live in it. Is it not the same thing with the world today? There is so much sin and wickedness, so much abomination everywhere. In schools, in offices, in markets, even right there in the church. All these evils are attracting God's attention the same way it did in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And judgment is coming. While the eyes of the Lord is looking on the righteous to show himself mighty on their behalf, his eyes are also on sinners and backsliders to show them his anger and judgment. Listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 34 verses 15 to 16. Psalm 34, 15 to 16. And I read, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth." God looks upon the righteous and opens his ears to hear their cry. But all those that do evil, his face will be against them, and he wants to cut them off from the earth. I don't know about you, my dear listener, but I don't want God to be attracted to me for the negative reasons. I want God to look upon me and hear my cry. So if you are listening to this broadcast right now and you are doing evil and living in sin, then I want you to know that you are attracting God's attention to yourself, but for the negative reasons. And God's face will be against you and he will cut you off from the earth. Whether it is the evil and the sin of lying or stealing, or the sin of gossip, envy or malice, or the sin of smoking and drinking, or the sin of gambling, fighting or 419, or whether it is the sin of killing or kidnapping, or the sin of prostitution or abortion, or whether it is the sin of cultism or idol worship, or the sin of fornication, adultery, masturbation or pornography, whether it is the sin of lesbianism or homosexuality, whatever the sin is, the Bible says that the face of God is against them that do evil. Why will you allow those sins to attract God's attention to you to bring judgment upon you? Like God did in Sodom and Gomorrah, God will do today for all those that continue to live in sin and do not repent. But I bring good news to you today. And the good news is that if you will admit your sins before God and turn away from them, then God will forgive you and give you a new beginning. Oh yes, God will forgive you. It doesn't matter what you have done. If only you will turn away from your sin, God will show you mercy. In the book of Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13, Proverbs 28 verse 13, the Bible says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." And because of God's mercy, he sent his only begotten son Jesus to come and die for the sin of the whole world, so that anyone who repents of his sin and puts his trust on Jesus Christ will be saved. So if you want to attract God's mercy today, then you can pray with me and say, "Almighty God, I come to you through Jesus Christ. Have mercy on me. I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sin. Please forgive me. I will sin no more. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Lord Jesus, I receive you. Save my soul. Save my soul." If you sincerely pray this prayer with all your heart, then I want to assure you that God has forgiven you. But you must never go back to your sin again, but continue to obey God and live in holiness. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I present everyone who has responded to your word today. Please have mercy upon them and save their soul. Let your face be upon them for good. Deliver them from sin and from the power of this devil. In the name of Jesus, I command every yoke to be broken in your life. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. I believe that God has spoken to you, but if you still want to reach me for questions or counseling or for prayers, please feel free to call. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you for listening. Amen.